Ja, Songwriters Guild Live met als speciale gast René Elenbaas van Stage Driver en ook van zijn eigen liedjes natuurlijk. We hebben ook, we gaan het dus ook hebben over Stage Driver, zijn bedrijf. Super interessant. Voor de rest, ik ben Ro Helfheid. En laten we meteen beginnen. We hebben René, laten we René er even inbrengen. Hey René. Hey René.
Hi Ro. Goedemiddag in deze tropische hitte.
Goedemiddag jongen. Is het net zo heet bij jullie als bij ons?
Hier in Enschede is het behoorlijk heet. Alleen we zitten hier in de studio bij Lennart en daar zit airco in. Dus,
Oh heerlijk. Ik hoop wel met goede
helemaal coronaproof hier zo.
Coronaproof airco. Ja, dat is goed.
Jazeker.
Nou, tof. Even kijken, wat zullen we gewoon lekker beginnen met een liedje? Kijken wat er gebeurt.
Zeker. Ja?
Ja?
We hebben deze podcast wel een special guest.
Ja, precies. Ja.
Hij zal erbij komen staan.
Stel hem even voor. Timothy. Ja.
Timothy Drake, bekend figuur in de scene.
Yes.
En een waanzinnige stem. En Timothy is bereid om, ik denk, een van mijn beste nummers te zingen. Ik heb ooit een heel mooi nummer geschreven, maar ik kan mezelf niet zo goed zingen. Timothy wel, dus vandaar is het voor mij super tof om hem nu te doen. Zullen we hem gelijk doen?
Leuk. Ja, laten we hem even doen. Ben
nummer heet Ever Learn.
All right.
So different plan, you messed up. It's so hard, the same mistakes. So willing to do now whatever it takes. This never again. Same floor, we make up on again and cry. Once bitten, twice shy. Oh, will we ever learn? Now we've crashed and burned again, my friend. Just grind you down. Walk away, you know it's right. Just and left, don't stay to fight. You turn the other cheek all day and take you well into the night. Or is it me that we must trust? Or just ourselves we gotta hide? Welcome to this game called life. Crashed and burned again, my friend.
Yeah, great stuff, man. Thanks, Timothy. Yeah, that sounds really, really nice. Really, really. Oh yeah, I always forget we have to speak in English, Renee. I think we are.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he sounds really, thanks. Really awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot, Timothy. Yeah, thanks.
Makes me so happy to do the song.
Yeah. So
in this way.
So basically, what you're now doing is you wrote a song.
Yeah.
And you decided to let somebody else sing it. That's of course you're still a songwriter, so I don't meet too many people who do that, but I mean it's a great
this
tradition.
This was better for the song.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. And I know that you do that. You write songs for other people a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do most. When you write songs.
Well, I do lots of different things. That's why I'm wearing this my t-shirt.
Yeah, you have your band, Frogland.
My previous long time ago band, my first starting band. Well, actually we started together. You were in a band called Dance Club, which is back online again on Spotify, I saw.
Yeah, I put it online.
Congrats, yeah. And I was doing my band, Frogland, and then... that was all original material for you as well and for me as well. There were lots of bands doing that here in Enschede at the UT University, in the rehearsal rooms there. And there was a very lively scene with live bands, which is, I think it's completely gone now.
That's sad.
The studios are gone and I don't see too many student bands anymore. So,
oh.
But that's how it is nowadays with... We call it tempo birds and stuff like that.
Yeah, we could do whatever we want.
People need to get their papers and move on and don't have time. Hey, Dutch Cassidy.
He's watching. That's great, huh?
Yeah. He's a very good American songwriter.
Yeah. Americana, like
Americana, yes, thanks. Yeah. So getting back, I was playing in my band, the Frogland. Yeah. You were playing in your band, Dance Club. Yeah. And then through mutual friends, your guitar player, Andre, we decided to do a cover band for student parties.
Yeah, that was something else because everybody was doing their own stuff.
Everybody was doing their own stuff, and there were some cover bands, but we thought they were shit.
Yeah.
We thought we could do better.
Yeah.
And damn right we could do better because we all had the equipment and the will to play. And I remember within 2 years, we played in 1 week 9 times. Thank you, Anno. So that kind of really got out of hand. And then that student band called Insert Coin turned into Shishi and the He Devils.
Oh, yeah.
And in 99, we went pro. And we toured all over Holland with a cover band with a huge PA system and like thousands of people in front of our noses, which was a nice time. We learned a lot. But I still kept writing songs. And... Mm-hmm. Gradually turned into me writing for other artists, and that's been a lot of fun and a little bit of successful here and there.
Yeah.
And I make a living in playing live music and with covers and stuff like that. And through the Twents Songwriters Guild, which is a spin-off of your Amsterdam Songwriters Guild.
Yeah.
I started playing my own stuff again a little bit, but in this studio right now we're making a lot of productions for other artists, Dutch language, for a football club, for what's it called that a little girls
group
a little girl group,
yeah,
which was successful.
I think
on
it
TV
was
and
yeah
stuff.
I liked it. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah. So that's basically what we're doing, still playing live covers. Well, not now with Corona, but
no.
We're now on Wednesday, the 23rd of June. So tonight there will be another announcement from the Prime Minister.
We already know what he's going to say.
Yes, we can play
news
live again for more than 100 people.
Yeah, good news
so
for us.
Finally, yay!
Yeah. So, so you've been writing a lot of songs for other people. Is that a different thing than writing songs for yourself, or do you just write in the same way?
No, it's a completely different way, in the sense, if you write for yourself, like the song you heard, Everlearn, you have to completely come up with the music, the lyrics, what do you want to say, and so on. If you write for someone else, I think it's easier.
Okay, yeah.
I look at what the artist is doing, has been doing, what's the audience of that performer.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a interview or a conversation with the artist and management, you find out which way they want to go. They want to have an up-tempo thing, or they want to have a sensitive ballad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of get an idea what the artist is all about, what he or she wants to say. And then you start from there. So you're not writing for yourself. You're writing purely for the artist, you hope. But
yeah.
So far it's been, well, I think it's successful. You can always go do better. But it's not my main focus for income. It's definitely something I do to keep my mind fresh.
Yeah.
I find that when I have a project like that, that I'm fully absorbed and I go 200% in. And
yeah.
I really like it, especially if you have people where you can work with who can translate your ideas into real sound out of the speakers. So that's a different approach. I don't know, you write a lot of stuff on your own, so that's also very personal.
Yeah,
and
I want to write for other people, but I find that harder, actually. So I'm just a bit jealous with you.
You got an outline already, and so it's limitations, but the limitations help you to get to your goal faster.
Okay, yeah, that's a good
It's not like, what should I write about? What would one I tell an artist?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not telling it. The artist is telling it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm lazy. It's like, if it's a hit, the artist is going to tour and stuff like that, and I'm going to be like at home, like, on TV again. Kitching. hope. It never happens, but.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to play another song? And then we talk. After that, we talk about your company. There's a lot of.
Please.
A lot of things that we have to cover.
I have to reach you one string, so you talk a little bit and I'll set it up.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. So, this song you're going to sing by yourself.
Yes, that's basically the idea.
Good. What's the title of the song, René?
The title of the song is Spring.
Spring, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It's an uncharacteristic song. It's a slow song for me. Last time I played very powerful songs. I like that. But this is one of the songs which is more relaxed.
Okay.
Will fit the weather more.
Yeah. Good.
Right on. If all good things must have an ending, then all bad things must have a start. Full of worries.
winter's cold. Just know that spring is certain.
Let's get some applause going. Woo! Yeah, this is a virtual applause in a ticker bar, so.
You always have to make your applause yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's basically scary shit for me to play your own songs. So right. Less scary when Timothy sings it, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're very good at that. To have an idea and sing the songs with your own lyrics, and you don't care what people think. I try.
Let's put it this way. I try not to care.
No, you succeed. Trust me.
Thank you.
I'm jealous of you and like some other songwriters I know here, like Arthur Adam or Dutch Cassidy or whatever.
Yeah.
They really can focus on their own stuff. And for me, it's very hard to play to a camera. I'm very used to playing to a live audience.
Right.
So I'm probably deformed by that.
Yeah.
So I'm so used, like for 30 years, playing on the reaction of the audience. So I know they know the songs. So I know how they react, what next song to play.
Right.
But if I play my own songs, they look like no reaction because they don't know the song. And I start to panic.
And you're like, oh, they don't like it.
Oh, shit, they're not reacting. So I'm playing faster and make mistakes
and the vocals go off.
And
yeah.
So it's like, this dude is making a living out of playing. Right. So I've been falling on my face in that regard for the last 2 years now here in the Enschede with the Songwriters Guild. But I'm learning.
Right. Well, I hope it's
getting better.
It's so between
thank
the
you
ears,
for
psychological
for
thing.
This.
Yeah, yeah, you're
it's,
welcome.
That's definitely a psychological thing. My psychological thing. You don't have that problem.
Well, I mean, maybe less. Yeah,
much
I have
less.
To be honest with you. I totally recognize what you're saying. So.
Oh, good. Thank you.
But So.
So I'm not alone in that.
No,
regard.
Of course not. I think everybody is going through this, and I'm just someone who's able to sort of. Act like nothing happens, but I still feel as miserable as anybody else would.
Oh, you're a very good actor.
Yeah.
That's what I have to work
that's
on.
That's basically it. Yeah. Yeah. So, So let's talk about Stage Driver because.
Yeah, please.
Because you have a company called Stage Driver.
Yes.
And it's.
We have.
Yeah, of course. You're not doing this alone. You've got lots of great
impossible.
People working with
it's
you.
It's way too big for for one person.
Yeah, and it's a website.
It's a website.
I mean, that's what people see, but behind it is of course a huge thing, huge operation, where you actually upload music and basically send it to people who. Who sent a text message to you, like you know, like let me you've got the SMS ontvang René 2. It's not really visible now because it's half the thing because I'm on screen as well. If I just go off the screen, you see SMS ontvang René 2 naar 8877. It's for the Dutch. Market.
It's only it works right now. We're live since February here in Holland, and we hope to expand soon start with Germany and England, but we can go worldwide with this.
Yeah.
So for bands who are touring from overseas or through Europe, they can use this in every country.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
So basically, you send an SMS, and then you get a song back, like.
Yeah,
you get music.
Basically, if you're performing, now we're doing it online with the code, but the idea is basically you can do it with every live concert. You stick up a poster or announce it through the mic, mm-hmm. or have a banner or a poster or whatever. The service is for free for artists. So basically, if you're playing live and there are people in the audience who say, "Wow, I like this Row Half Height with his new songs and his new EP coming out on Friday."
Yeah.
You're playing live and you give the audience an opportunity to very easily connect with you. So mm-hmm. they just have to send the SMS as you showed. I think you showed the QR code.
Yeah, let me share it for you. I've got it ready. It's right here.
You have to be, thank you. You have to be in the now. So we also use a QR code.
Yeah,
to make it easy for people. So people make a connection because they like you. The audience pays just 150 in Holland, €1.50, through their phone bills, so they don't have to do a tiki or anything else weird. It's just adding up on their phone bill.
Okay.
And then they have a live connection. They send, in this case, Ontvang René or Ontvang Roe Halfheid to 8877. And then people get a text message straight away back. Within there is a link. You open it, and there's a beautiful page with a picture of me or of Roha Hafait.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a song which the artist picked out to give away or to show. And there's also a URL in there, so you as an artist can send people straight away to your new website, www.rohafait.com, or whatever. If you're big on Spotify, you send them a Spotify link. If you have a merchandise page on your website, you send whatever you as an artist want your audience to go to straight away. So it does many things. The audience can show their appreciation. # support your local artist. It makes it very easy without any hassle. The plus side is you got a song of that artist straight away on your phone. It's an MP3. You can download it or play it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got straight away a URL you can click on. So basically, you got that artist straight away on your phone. You see him live, and then bam, in a few seconds, you have everything on your mobile. That's where you have to be as an artist nowadays.
And then also, I have to get rid of the QR code for now. Otherwise, I won't see you. Also, for the artist, it's very important because you can sort of build a mailing list, but not like a mailing. It's a mailing list, but it's a mobile mailing list. It's basically not a mailing list of email addresses, but of cell phone numbers.
Yeah, fully AVG proof, by the way. You don't see the numbers, but you can reach them.
You cannot copy and paste the numbers. You don't even know the numbers. You just know
illegal.
Those are the people, and I can send to them, and the people can just if they want can stop.
They can always opt out.
Yeah,
but why? I've seen artists I send text messages, get the song, and then the artists. We have already auto reply, so every fan that texts the artist can send a message to that new fan,
mm-hmm.
saying hi, thank you, with a picture or whatever. And
can you have a question? I mean, I've already used the service, but this is something I don't really know, because there's like €150 that the fan has to pay for the first contact. But if you want to send another song, does the fan have to pay another amount of money? So it's just
it's
that one
strict.
Thing.
Yeah, it's definitely 100,000% one-time payment, then you're done as a consumer, as a fan.
Wow. So for €150, you have a connection with the artist, and the artist can just send you songs whenever they feel like it.
Well, the artist sends straight away a song. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
And the link and the picture and so on. But then the artist, and remember, for the artist, it's for free, can send additional text messages to the fans.
Yeah, okay.
For instance, hey, thank you. You were at my gig in Amstelveen last week, but I'm going to play in Noodorp next Friday. So here's the address and the link. So you can really specifically reach back, target.
Yeah, also geo-target, huh? Yeah, so, yeah.
That's another thing, which is a wow service, I think.
Yeah.
But people have to get on it to understand it. It's called geo-targeting.
Yeah.
Yes, please go to www.stagedriver.com. There you'll find everything.
I'm going to write this down, yeah. I'm going to write this down for
But that's a very good point you're making. Maybe it's a little bit going into too much detail, but basically, as an artist, you're playing live, you have the poster up, and you get some downloads. I tried it a few times myself. It's like I get 20 downloads per gig. But maybe because I'm a good seller, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
that's
I did
a lot.
Three times now, and it's like 21, 22, 19.
Okay. So it's a good,
face.
So here he is, you know, complaining he cannot play live. It's hard for him. And he gets 20 downloads every time. So you're doing well.
The times before Corona, I tested it out really live at gigs. So
yeah,
people, that's
really good.
People like you, they will support you and they will try to have that unique connection with you straight away.
Yeah.
But again, to finish my story with the geotargeting, you know where you play, and I see a bulge in my downloads on that Friday I played. I know, that was Amstelveen.
Right.
So I marked that as Amstelveen.
Oh, yeah.
I know the people who downloaded in that segment were in Amstelveen.
Yeah, you can
so
label it.
So if I play
it,
Noodorp or somewhere close, I don't know exactly, but if you play again a month later, which is interesting geographically scene for that audience, you can pinpoint target people. Okay, that was Amstelveen, that was Zoetermeer, that was that gig. So
or,
you can send out a message, or even
you know, it could be something else. It could be like suppose you're playing at what's it called? I don't know, like North Sea Jazz, for instance. I mean, let's think big, right?
Yeah, sure.
And you get like you get like a hundred
new fans.
You label them North Sea Jazz. So next time you play in The Hague, or next time you play in some sort of a jazz setting,
you know,
all these people love jazz, or they love soul, they love R&B, you know, that kind of thing, because they were at North Sea Jazz. So it's not even geotagging. It's more than that, right? It's you can tag whatever
you're,
you
you're
want.
You're an advanced user already, Rob. Exactly how it's supposed to work.
That's
well,
great.
It works.
Look, somebody's already trying it. Yeah.
I think right now there's a recording of Everlearn, the song I played with Timothy.
Okay.
But I'm singing it, so I might change that or send people the version from Timothy, which is better. They deserve that.
Do you have like a new version coming up with Timothy?
Yes, it's a big secret project here.
Okay, I'm not supposed
we're,
to ask.
We're really planning on to do something with this song in a big way.
That's
we're
great.
Excited about it.
Yeah. Well,
how did
that's
you guess
great.
That?
I don't know. I'm thinking like an artist. You know, I would do the same. I'd be like, yeah, of course. I'm going to make a new version.
Yeah.
So let's first do a song, and then I'm going to show the people. The cartoon
it's fresh. I just got it this morning. Yeah. It's the first draft version, which I'm happy with. So it's not colored in yet, but another song?
Yeah, let's do another song.
Let me think which one I'm going to play. I know. Yeah.
All right. And what I can do is I can put on the QR code of Renee. So if you feel like, hey, this is really nice, I want to do more, I want to hear more of this guy, you just follow that code.
This is one of my oldest songs I wrote. It's called Autumn Sky. I still love it. Well, it's summer now, but let's do Autumn Sky. Thank you.
is it clear? Cool blue autumn sky as the summer slips away. We can bring out the bone in you, and it makes me feel this way. This way. But when everything dies, it's when I feel alive and I see great things. Every storm is just a sign. Can it be? Can it be that what I feel is trying to keep eternity and a leafless tree? I love it. Judgment so sincere, it's just fear. But when everything dies, it's when I feel alive and I see great things. Every storm is just a sign. The majesty and serenity of an ocean sky that fills my soul. The oneness. Well, what's surrounding me, I love it. One summer slips away. We can bring out the dead poet in you, and it makes me dream away. Dream away. Because the city's alive, a young girl hopes inside. The way she tries to fight with her shoes on her feet while the rain pours from that sky.
Yeah, great. Awesome, Ray. Let's talk about I wanted to show it to the people. You came up with it.
Yeah, I came up with it in the shower.
Okay.
Because a picture says more than 1,000 words, which has nothing to do with the shower. But I was working here in the studio with Leonard on the tutorials for stagedriver.com.
Yeah.
And then he made some remark, well, maybe like a meme or something funny in there would work for me. And that stuck with me, and I came up with this. And I have a very famous comic cartoonist who's made this out of my idea.
Great. So basically what we see in the first picture is the way it is now, right?
Well, let's be honest, that's my version of events, and I hope it resonates with a lot of people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with social media. All our bands and my acts are on there. It's free exposure. Instead of making a website, you have a free account on Facebook or whatever, Insta. So people can find you. That's good. Yeah. But it's a huge mistake to think that social media or even streaming, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is made for the artists. Mm-hmm. Of course, our story is that artists broke through with TikTok or Insta or whatever.
Yeah.
But that story is to keep it going.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I think that's a mistake to think.
I tried it as well with streaming. I mean, this is streaming, of course, but but it's
that's different.
It's for other people, and actually,
it's
it works.
Building your name and your brand, and you're doing a service to the community.
It's true, that's why it works. But as soon as I start streaming myself on Twitch, there's just nobody there.
<It's>
like, also, YouTube, the same thing. It's like at a certain point, I'm like, this is a bit embarrassing. You know, why should I do all this? You know, it's like it's.
Some people are very good at it, and they feel comfortable being behind the camera and doing that stuff. But in my opinion, maybe because I'm older, it's so much work to do it right. You have to post on 12:30 or 9 o'clock because of the views.
They have all these things on how to become successful with streaming, and it's so many loopholes. No, how do you say that? So many
hacks, loopholes.
Things you have to jump through. They say, you know,
that's
it's
a nice
like
one.
You know, it's too much.
Yeah, you have to post like 4 times there and blah blah blah. So basically, that's what you see in the first cartoon. You're so hard working on the social media thing that guy doesn't even have time to play the guitar. He's just chasing the fame carrot.
Exactly, he's got the guitar on his back. That's great.
Yeah,
some deeper layers there. And what's the advertiser doing there?
Well, that's basically the money stream. If you're thinking like streaming services or social media are designed to support an artist, you're dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one thing. It's keeping up engagement, so the advertisers keep coming back. That's basically the whole story behind social media and streaming. It's not for the artist.
No, exactly.
Especially for a starting artist, or if you're not that good at it, it's in my opinion, and not worthwhile putting all your effort and time in there.
Right.
But what you can do,
there,
the other side, we're playing live, and I've been doing that all my life. Mm-hmm. The fun part about that is you got your audience, your potential fans right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a metal band, you're playing at a metal festival. If you're a singer-songwriter, you're playing at a coffee bar. If you're a folk musician, you're at a folk festival. So you got your potential fans right in front of you. And what Stage Driver does, you can see the scoop in front. You give that audience who really like you, hey, I really like that artist, the opportunity to make a connection, support you, and you can go and build on from there, which is much more effective.
Right.
In social media, you can have like 10,000 or 100,000 likes or followers. Congratulations. But it just says nothing about your ability to live from your music.
No.
A, people can buy those followers and views, so what are they worth? And giving a like is something different, like saying, hey, I really like this girl or dude. Let's put in 150, I don't care, and I support them. That means that the audience you grab with Stage Driver are what we call in the business true fans. And true fans are willing to come to the next gig, are willing to buy your stuff from your merch page. That's the bread and butter of every artist.
Right.
You can see in the picture, fans are pushing that stage. It's Stage Driver, literally. That's the fun part of it. But it's been pushed by fans. Because if you can rally and get more fans to your gigs, that's always good. You can get more pay. Okay, the bar owner or the club owner says, if I book Row, there's always 20, 30, 50 people more coming. So it increases your value because you can reach your fans so specifically back. And, you know, you don't need like 10,000 fans on Stage Driver. Nobody sees how many fans you have on Stage Driver. It's not a social media thing. That's also very important. It's not like you have to post every week. No, you can set up an account in 5 minutes. We tested it out with a tutorial. Within 5 minutes, you're online. And then you just use it, period. And maybe very good to tell people, it's I've been involved in text messaging and text messaging marketing for like 10 years now. I have some other companies doing that. So I know a bit about it, maybe too much nerd-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Text messaging channels or a paid service like StageDriver is very expensive. So only big companies do it. Mm-hmm. If you just want to rent a number, it's like $1,000 or euros per month. So it's not feasible for any artist. So what we try to do with StageDrive, what we did, what we succeeded in doing, is taking all the technical crap and all the expensive stuff out. So there's just a shell specifically for artists, not for companies, specifically for artists. You just fill in, upload an MP3, a picture of yourself, and the URL you want people to go to, and that's it. The whole thing is free for artists. So yeah. That's maybe a very strange thing. I let the audience pay. Duh. Because there's not that's shockingly new, this. But yeah, it's always, if you want to succeed in music, people say, well, you're commercial. And that's maybe one thing I have to tell to your specific audience here with the, there you go, Songwriters Guild Live.
Yeah.
I've been involved with the Twente Songwriters Guild. I follow you around, what you're doing out there. I've been to an open mic pre-corona in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Dear singer-songwriters, you are the worst at marketing. Mm-hmm. Period.
Probably true.
And then you're wondering, oh, I don't can make any money with playing my music. No, dumbass. I see like 7 singer-songwriters in one evening. The third one, that was great. Really, that guy was stood out. Mild. I don't know what his name was. The only thing he said, yeah, you can find me on Spotify. I don't know what your name is, dude.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If I really want to connect, I have to wait till he's done, go up to him, ask his name. Oh, he doesn't have a car. No, the CDs are still in the car. I don't want any. That's maybe, we're trying to pitch StageDriver, especially to the singer-songwriters. Why? Because in Corona, they can start with like right now 30 people, 100 people right. Next month. And that's really the scene I know. But it's the hardest scene to break for StageDriver. Guys, you have to do something with marketing. So the spin-off of StageDriver, you have to put up a poster saying, like here, SMS ontvanger René 28. So I have to announce it. I have to let people know who I am, what I do, so they can make the connection. So that's one thing. Singer-songwriters, please do some form of marketing while you play. Otherwise, it's spent. The energy is spent. You play a real good song, people like it, and click, you're done.
Yep.
So that's from the heart out. Singer-songwriters, please do something and use StageDriver, because it's easy, not wasting time, and it's for free for the artist. Did I say it? It's for free for artists?
It's free. It's crazy that it's free. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Well, thanks
a
lot.
So I think it's brilliant, because again, we took out all the technical stuff you need to know. You have to have a company, you have to have a bank account. Only to be in Holland online, it's 200 euros a year doing nothing. So all that crap we're doing with StageDriver, so the artists in every genre can just go on there, and they have a paid text messaging channel.
That's great.
Basically it.
Yeah,
I think it's great, but now we have to see how
because
many.
You're just starting out, so let's first hear another song of you, and then we'll talk about the future plans of StageDriver.
Yeah. Well, we were online and ready in February, starting March, and
yeah, Corona.
You get it.
Okay.
Last song, isn't it? Oh, I have to play faster.
Yeah, just. Let's do a last song. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Dutch song I wrote for another artist.
Great.
The artist already quit his career, but it went on his album. And I just got 2 cents from Spotify today from the Buma Stemra for this song.
Oh, that means that it's been played for thousands of times, I think.
Millions.
Otherwise, you would not get 2 cents.
Thank you.
This song I wrote for Jelle Bey, who's a Fries, from Friesland, a singer-songwriter. And it was on his album. It's called Marjolein. Ze was niet het toonbeeld van schoonheid. Bij het uitdelen stond zij achteraan. Eigenlijk te lelijk voor woorden. Dus niemand sprak haar aan, zag haar staan. Maar één ding had jij onthouden, die middag op het plein. Ze hadden je aardlopen jouwen. Ik zei, hé, hey, gaat het goed, Marjolein? Het heeft zo moeten lopen. Het heeft zo moeten zijn. Niemand kon ooit geloven. Mijn mooie Marjolein. Iemand zei toen je weg was. Die is naar de grote stad. Mijn leven ging gewoon verder. Jouw naam die ik bijna vergat, bijna vergat. De jaren die toen verstreken, die hebben jou zo goed gedaan. Op het plein toen een lelijke eentje, zie je nu eens hier naast me staan. Het heeft zo moeten lopen, het heeft zo moeten zijn. Marjolein. Ongelooflijk stoot van de kroeg in gelopen. Iedereen keek, wie zou dat zijn? Het werd stil door haar schoonheid. Iedereen ging opzij. Ze liep rechtstreeks naar mij en zei: hey, gaat het goed? Ik ben Marjolein. Oh, het heeft zo moeten lopen. Ja, er heeft zo moeten zijn. Niemand kon het geloven. Marjolein. Wow, het heeft zo moeten lopen. Ja, er heeft zo moeten zijn. Ik kan het nog steeds niet geloven. Mijn mooie Marjolein. Schoonheid, alle mannen kijken je na. Dat jij nu voor mij hebt gekozen, Marjolein, tegen jou zeg ik ja.
Yeah, great. So Jelle Bey, he quit. I didn't know that. So René, yeah.
Yeah.
Jelle Bey, he quit. That's, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had so much gigs. I think he went back to studying or something like that.
Okay.
I really liked him. He was like,
yeah, me too.
He could have been my long lost blonde son. He was like the one man show band in on his own, which I was, I'm doing, still doing. So, Jelle, yeah, if you're looking, how are you, Jelle Bey?
Jelle Bey, man, come up. Go back
pak
to singing.
Pak de gitaar weer, man. Gaan we die banaan.
Jeez.
Nee, moet je zelf weten.
Oh yeah, exactly. So, yeah. What are your plans? What are your plans with Stage Driver?
Well, tonight the Prime Minister is going to say we can go play live again, so we have to hurry with the last pieces of marketing. We try to announce it to as many artists as we can in every genre. We got some trash and death metal bands who want to try it out. I got some pop bands doing it. I've got a singer-songwriter, that way, who's doing it, showing it, showing people
the
way.
Sorry. That's where you are, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great you're willing to try it. You're really an early adapter with all new gadgets and stuff. And I think I'm very proud and honored you're showing it to the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild or singer songwriters all over the Holland.
Yeah.
So please check out Ro. Friday you're going to launch your single.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Through a new record
company. Yeah.
Congrats,
dude.
With the new website.
New website. I have a mailing list, but Stage Driver is, of course, another list that I'm going to build. So there's enough to do in that regard.
And if we're trying to get some PR and do some speeches, go send posters to pop schools and stuff like that to see to show young people what's available. And
I think I also know somebody you can talk to, Bas Grasmeier.
Please, hook me up.
Maybe you know him, Bas Grasmeier.
Not straight away, but maybe.
I'll tell you after the show. He's a
real
interesting guy.
So hop on board. If you're the first, you can claim your unique texting code. So if there's another René up there, he's too bad. I claimed René already.
You did, but it's René 2.
Yeah, it's too much detail, but we got a live code, which is René for me, and we have an online section, and we split that because now people like Anno already texted, but then that's not live, so I cannot see where it's coming from, what time, or where they were. So we use the live code, so you can see that was an Amstelveen, that was Zoetermeer, and the online one is just. If you're doing online stuff, you cannot geo-target in there.
Okay.
So we focus on the live thing, but all artists are right now, that's why I made the cartoon, all artists are like, oh, you have to be on social media, and I already built 2,000 people on Insta or TikTok, whatever, 2 million. So we made it very easy. You can use it also as a online code. Just click, bam, and it's on there. So like I'm using now. But it's has to do with geotargeting. You can have geotarget to people online, but it's maybe too much detail.
Maybe a little bit too much. But you know what, Rattle Unit.
There's a lot of thought in this.
Yeah, Rattle Unit is already subscribing.
Thank you, Rattle Unit.
So he's going to find out if he's got any questions.
Spread the word. Spread the Stage Driver word. It's the best thing for artists.
I think so too.
Free. So. And you're not getting screwed. You own your own fans, basically. So
yeah,
I really enjoyed playing my own songs. That Mary Line song I haven't played like for 4 or 5 years. So
yeah, I love that song.
I think it's a lovely song.
Yeah,
it's a good song. It's an anti-bullying song to me a little bit.
Yeah.
You picked it up on that. Okay.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it's someone who was being bullied, and then later on she
turned out. It's like
to be the swan.
Ugly duckling to the beautiful swan thing.
Yeah.
So always beware. Don't crush people because they might bloom into something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Do you have any?
That's a song I'm proud of.
Yeah. It is. It's a good song. Do you have any things you want to share with the audience? With your future, with Stage Driver, or with your own music?
Stage Driver is coming up? Well, I hope to have my first gig this Saturday again, solo thingy, and then we got some gigs together with our band Come Again. Check that out as well. www.comeagain.nl or go to Facebook, whatever. Trio Come Again.
Trio Come Again, yeah.
Yeah, that's covers. So I hope that picks up fast so I can have a little bit of income. But I'm fully focused on Stage Driver. Again, I think it can only be a success if people catch onto it and get the idea why it's so effective and so good and so fair. You have as an artist, be in control, own your own fans. Don't be dependent on external stuff. Do it yourself. And you have it already. If you're playing gigs like we do, you already have that. Build on that. That's much stronger. So that's the thing. I'm basically on a mission.
So
my
that's
mission
also
is to
what
get
you're,
it across to everybody.
That's what you're building
Don't be
on.
Daft. Don't be dumb. Do this.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll hope to spread it to... We can do it like in 200 countries worldwide. So...
That's a lot.
Let's see how. Yeah, I'm very lucky with some very good technical people who built this for me.
Yeah.
Without them, it was a nice idea, but they really made it and made it very modular, so we can add any language, any currency, and add on any country. 200 something plus countries in the world, we can do it. But we have to start in Holland. So
that's
it's
good.
Only in Holland right now. But if there are enough artists coming in, we can grow worldwide.
Yeah.
Well, but I hope for the artists' sakes that they catch on. Otherwise, it's for nothing.
No, it's not for nothing, man. Never, 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 never. So, Rene, I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Ro.
Yeah, well.
Good luck with your release on Friday from your single and your website. I have to subscribe to your website.
Yeah, please subscribe. And
I was focusing on the thing here, so
yeah,
I'll
of course.
Do it tonight.
Totally
okay?
Understand. Yeah, no problem. So please go to statesdriver.com.
Do.
And we'll keep on promoting it, so it's going to be a success. Thanks again, Rene. And
thank you, Ro.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you.
Thank you, Timothy.
I saw Rattle Unit. Thank you, Timothy. Yeah.
Thank you, Leonard, for making it possible again. Here's Leonard. There he is. The first time he's in the picture.
Yeah, I'm going to get you guys. Yeah, this way it's you can see more people.
It's
okay. All right. So. We'll talk later. Stick around because when I click on the end broadcast, we can still talk, okay? But just for the audience, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye all the way from Enschede.
Yay!